There are just a couple of letters this week.
Michael Woodhouse of Norwich wants traffic to flow. The issue of traffic using Exchange Street in Norwich continues. The council solution is to employ the police to enforce and fine motorists using Exchange Street. This is a logical route for traffic. Instead, it's been decided to block it off. The street is now used for a possible outdoor dining venue. I will admit some of it is used as such. However, the upper section opposite Jarrell's has an area that is simply an unused space, cordoned off with a barrier. And anyway, I don't like eating in the gutter. The solution is simple: reopen the street and allow traffic to flow. However, I doubt if the council will reverse its decision. It seems happy to exclude people from the centre of the city, but the centre needs people if it is to thrive. The centre can't simply continue to exist on the current depleting mix of retail opportunities. We are losing the diversity of offers, and when the closure boards go up, they rarely come down. When they do, they're replaced by a less diverse offer. The trend is always a downward spiral. The only new openings all appear to be eateries, with their ever-widening menus. The message to the City Council is simple: welcome people in, make it easy, and encourage diversity of retail opportunities. Watch this space, as the next move the council will make will be a ULEZ. Yes, we drive, and I've just checked, and our vehicle is compliant. The city is going to need all the help it can get as the economy continues its sluggish way forward. One small helping hand would be to reopen Exchange Street.
Don't stop the Western Link for bats, writes Peter Day of Swannington. The bats are back. Just in case common sense prevails and the government and Norfolk County Council approve the construction of the Western Link Road, out comes another plea for a small minority of environmental lobby group to stop the project. In my view, it is, of course, absolute nonsense that the road will destroy this Barbastelle community, bat community. Like all intelligent wild creatures, they will relocate within the changed wooded areas and newly planted areas. The road is not a predator, and we have already witnessed the absolute waste of money on bat crossings on the A11 and the Northern Bypass, for which evidence of usage is at best scant and at least non-existent. It's time for government to show some commitment to the county and the city of Norwich's concern for the future if this scheme is abandoned.